morning, everybody. Can anybody tell me what this is and what it does? Yes. So, since it absorbs water, I brought a bowl of water with me. And so, of course, when I put the sponge in, it absorbs all the water. And then when I squeeze it, it, of course, squeezes all the water out. So now I'm going to put some paint in the water to make it colored. Paint. And then it turns all the water blue. And if I put this, and if I put the sponge back in it, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to soak up all the water. And when I squeeze it, it's going to come all out. But I'm not just showing you this to show you how a sponge works. But think of the sponge as our brain. And it kind of even looks a little bit like a brain, but think of the sponge as our brains, and think of the water as everything that surrounds us and everything that we do, like everything that we see, like movies or books, and everything that we hear, like music. And so if we're the sponge, if we're in the water, we're going to soak up all those things. And we'll end up showing that with our words and our actions. So if the clear water is good things, and if we're surrounded by good things, we're going to soak those good things up and end up squeezing them out, per se, with our actions, and we'll end up showing those good things. But if we're surrounded by, like, bad things and unkind things, like the blue water, then we'll soak those up and we'll show those with our words and actions. So we should try our hardest to be careful what we see and what we hear and where we go. And we should try to read our Bible and spend time in the Word and spend time being around things that are more like Jesus. And then eventually, the more we study about Jesus, the more we'll become like him and walk like him and talk like him and love like him. And the verse for today is Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So does anybody want to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the visitors and for everybody who hasn't been here in a long time. Please bless them, bless all of us too. Thank you for letting us all be here and for learning something new about you. Please help us to learn something new every time we come here with you. In Jesus' name, amen.